Okay, so when you're going about learning something, for me anyway, it's really rudimentary. It's I need to know the terms. So that's going to be the first thing. So, and in fact, I went on a similar journey for a very different reason. So when COVID hit, I realized, ooh, the people, so going back to all my time in the inner cities, I was like, they're going to get obliterated. I didn't understand money printing yet, so I just thought they're fucked. And so I was like, okay, I've got to find a really tactical, like, personal finance vein to get people in on the show so that I can help. But I didn't understand finance at all. I'm good at making money. I'm not good at investing money. And
Interesting.
so I was like, okay, I'm going to start learning about this, bringing people on, all that. Starts with learning the lexicon, figuring out who the players are, and doing what I call reading in swarms. Now, reading could be YouTube, whatever. You're just taking a topic, you're trying to see it from as many different angles as humanly possible. Have you ever seen those, like, sculptures that are made out of trash, but you can only see what they are from, like, one specific
That's
angle?
cool.
Okay, that's life. And so if you're looking at business from the wrong angle, it looks like this big crazy mystery, and it looks like Klaus Schwab is, you know, the evil madman, he's going to take over. You start twisting it around and you realize, oh, it's just a bunch of people who think that they're smarter than they are and they really should learn to distrust themselves. But once it clicks into place and you realize that Steve Jobs was right and the world is created by people no smarter than you, then it's like, oh, I'm seeing how this really is. But to do that, you have to see it from a lot of different angles. So when I'm reading about a topic, I'm trying to get as many different perspectives on that thing as I can so that I can triangulate on what the truth really is. Then once I have that and I have a sense of what this is, I'll formulate my own hypothesis. Hypothesis will make predictions. Then I go test that prediction. Now, if that prediction is accurate, then I know that I'm actually understanding this. And this is whether you're talking about business or romance, boys and girls, your brain is a prediction engine. Once you realize that, it is very hard to discern what is objectively true. Very hard. Even at the level of physics, we don't know. So objective truth. So you get into perspective and interpretation. Okay, cool. But all of these things make a prediction. So I think if I do this, I'm going to get this outcome. Well, do it. If you got that outcome, then your understanding, your mental map of the world is pretty close. If you try it and you get something completely different, you need to understand your mental model is broken. So if you point to other people, oh, it's their fault, it's the economy's fault. No. You didn't understand something. That's why it broke, because let's remind Saint Kobe that booze don't block dunks. Doesn't matter how much somebody's trying to trip you up, doesn't matter how bad the economy is, there is a solution to that puzzle. You just didn't find it. And so if you
Totally.
can own that, update your mental model and try again, just recognizing it as a prediction engine. So that's how I go in to learn any new thing. Does that
Interesting.
sound roughly analogous to what
So
you do?
I actually think I am much dumber on this. So the way
I'm going to say it isn't dumb. Whatever you're about to say, different perhaps.
I'm much less scientific. So when I want to start learning something, I just go where the game is played.
You
And
get in.
I just get in. And so what that would mean in the beginning was I didn't understand finance. I wasn't smart enough to do what you said. You know, read in swarms, go find a predictive. I was like, where are smart finance people? I guess this company called Vanguard that's located here. Could I get a job there? And I go, I bet if I get a job
How'd you get
there,
the job though? Because they're going to be like, do you
questions.
know finance? No.
The funny thing about humans are they love to hear themselves talk. And so one of the secrets to getting a job places is you just ask a lot of questions.
Jedi mind trick. Nice.
And so at the time I sat next to this lady, Tara, and I was like, so what do you do? She's like, securities. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of work. Because I thought she was talking about security at the, like, you know, she had a gun, but she was actually talking
So
about
wait, you were applying for the job and at Vanguard and you didn't
I
know what a
wasn't applying.
security
I
was?
was sitting at a conference next to her, to be fair.
Okay,
So
so
I
that's where
sat
it
next to her at a
starts.
conference.
Is that, were you at the conference to learn about finance?
Yes.
Okay.
Finance conference.
Got it.